The NYPD is not logging off of Twitter just yet, despite a backlash against the department's attempts to make friends on the social network by asking users to post pictures of themselves with officers. Police Commissioner Bill Bratton says many of the photos that show cops arresting people are old news.
And as I looked at a lot of those photos, those are officers engaged lawfully in their activities. So what we are trying to do is be more open, more transparent, and we are going to engage in everything that will allow us to do that, including expanding use of Twitter and Tweet.
The critical online reaction was no surprise to some residents in one neighborhood where suspicion of the NYPD runs deep. WNYC's Kathleen Horan has been spending time in Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn to measure the department's progress in repairing the relationship. Here is the latest report in her series, Reset. Bedford-Stuyvesant.
33-year-old Chino Harden says the number of pictures people posted of menacing police officers with the hashtag MyNYPD tells a vivid story.
I think those pictures are speaking 1,000 words.
Harden helps oversee a mentoring program for kids on probation and works at the Center for New Leadership on Urban Solutions on Gates Avenue. He says if the department wants to heal its relationship with the community, the commissioner shouldn't be dismissive about the pain the Twitter campaign unearthed.
I think there's a lot of unresolved situations out there and so many hurt emotions and so much trauma unaccounted for. And I don't know if NYPD will ever be able to get from under that, but I know by saying these things are old news, what folks are being maced and whatnot, I know that's not the step in the right direction by no means.
30-year-old Meek Jaffe is walking down Tompkins Avenue with a friend. She says she can't recall any positive experiences she's had with cops. And that's also true for most of the people she knows.
The history of police to civilian relationship hasn't been a good one. And so when you want to implement a friendly relationship, it doesn't happen overnight. And it doesn't happen for publicity reasons. It has to happen authentically.
Authentic warmth or openness is something Naquana Bellamy says she would have to see from the NYPD before she could post a picture of it to social media.
I think they could do better. They don't need to just tweet, like, get to know the people in your community. Hi, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. Not just, you know, walking in groups looking at everyone like they're a suspect.
Some residents aren't so critical. 28-year-old Maurice Buchanan is more forgiving about the NYPD's efforts.
I think it'll get better. After a while, people start seeing that they really are friendly and they really are trying to help us out in the community. So I think it'll get better after a while.
Commissioner Bratton says to keep the photos coming. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.